Is there a college savings plan that is tax-free, even if you don't use the money to pay for college? I'll explain next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, you may be aware, I have a YouTube channel. It's called Three Dimensional Wealth, and I have about 900 educational videos on that channel. It's free when you subscribe, by the way. And recently, I answered that question that I posed a moment ago. Is there a college savings plan that is tax-free even if you don't use the money to pay for college? The answer is yes, and I'll explain which one does that, because most people who are socking away money for their children's college education, or maybe the grandchildren's college education, they, I think, get lured into socking away money into what is called a 529 plan. Now, whenever you have a number assigned to a qualified plan, that's an Internal Revenue Code number, a section of the code that allows you to be able to get some tax advantages. But there are also disadvantages. There are strings attached to any type of qualified plan. So a 529 plan is like a qualified plan that allows you to get some tax breaks on money that you set aside for your children or grandchildren's college education. But there's a lot of strings attached. It accumulates tax-free, and you can access that money without paying tax on it if you use that to fund a college education. And some of these strings attached require that you, of course, have to report when you start accessing that money, and how much you can access, and you have to prove that it went to college tuition or actual bona fide college expenses or to cover a loan or whatever. And so a lot of times when I have met people who socked away money for years in these 529 plans, their child or grandchild ended up getting a scholarship. And they didn't need the money for college. And so they wanted to use that money out of that 529 plan for other purposes, such as maybe a down payment on the first home that they purchased, or maybe to start a business or whatever. And if they access money out of that 529 plan, it's going to be totally taxed. And in fact, if you access it prematurely, there's a 10% penalty, just like if you dipped into a 401k or an IRA before the age of 59 and a half. Those are the strings attached. And so also another feature is that if you die while you're funding it, you only leave behind what's in it. So I prefer a college savings plan that is totally tax-free. Whenever you access the money, you can take it out tax-free. And if you happen to die while you're funding it, it blossoms, it increases in value, and basically self-completes with a tax-free death benefit. And people say, well, I've never heard of that kind of a 529 plan. Well, that's because it's not a qualified 529 plan. What is it? It is a property-structured, max-funded IUL, Indexed Universal Life Insurance contract, which I feel is far better than any 529 college savings plan because you don't have all the strings attached. There's no limit on what you can set aside into a IUL policy that you may be earmarked to use for college funding, but you don't have to use it for college funding, but it accumulates tax-free, and you can access that money tax-free without a 10% penalty, prematurely, whatever. And if your child or grandchild does not need the money for college because they got a scholarship or whatever, and they want to access that money for a down payment, start a business, whatever, they can do so, and it is still tax-free. If you have $40,000, $100,000, $500,000, $1 million bucks in this plan, there is no limit And there's no limit to the tax-free access. And if you've been socking away maybe $500 or $1,000 a month into this, earmarked for college funding, and you happen to pass away, then usually there's a death benefit that's sort of coming along for the ride. That's what makes it tax-free. Now, that death benefit, people say, well, how much does that cost? Well, nothing's free, but it doesn't cost me anything because it's sort of being paid for with otherwise payable income tax. If you saved money in a taxed as earned or even a tax deferred account, because that minuscule portion of interest that goes out the window to that would be otherwise payable tax is insuring you. So what I'm talking about is many times through the years, people have earned, like I have, on a max-funded IUL policy, a return of 11%. 11.17 has been the average since 1997, since indexed universal life came out, since 1980, when universal life came out and then mingled with indexed universal life, the rate of return has been 9.6%. And so you earn 9.6, you net 8.6. You earn 11, you net 10. And so that is a net internal rate of return cash on cash of 10%. You're really being credited 11, but you're netting 10. That 1% is insuring you so that if you were socking away 1,000 a month and you happen to die, you leave behind a half a million or maybe $1 million income tax free that can be used for your heirs any way that they want. It doesn't have to be specifically for college. So that's why I say to people, my heavens, when you learn about the merits of a max-funded indexed universal life, it's like a financial Swiss Army knife, and you can use it for retirement, for tax-free accumulation and tax-free access. It knocks the socks off of traditional IRAs and 401ks. Many business owners that are savvy use it for a working capital account for tax-free access and tax-free accumulation. You can use it for real estate management. You can use it for an emergency fund. But why would you mess around with a 529 college savings plan for your kids and grandkids when you have all those strings attached, when you can use a max-funded IUL specifically designed for that, or you can design it to be used for many different goals and objectives, one of which might be a 529 plan, okay? So this is what we talk about in our various educational events. You probably heard me on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio talk about our educational events because I'm very passionate about providing my audiences, my students, with insights into opportunities that they never knew existed before to optimize assets and minimize taxes. And so people generally come to these educational events because they want to learn how to not outlive their money in retirement. So many of these events are titled Retire by Design because a lot of people begin to realize as they approach retirement that they are not going to be in a lower tax bracket like they were told for years and years. And so they realize they're going to be in a tax trap. And so they hear me on the radio and they realize, golly, time is running out. I need to perform what we call a strategic rollout. That's not a rollover. That's getting the money out and the taxes over and done with and converting to a tax-free retirement plan. And I'm not talking about a Roth, okay? So my favorite vehicle is a max-funded indexed universal life because Roths only have two benefits, and these have those two benefits. It accumulates tax-free, and you can access the money tax-free, but four additional benefits that Roths will never have. So again, why would you mess around with a qualified plan like a Roth when you can have the benefits of a Roth and four additional benefits? Well, people come to these Retire by Design events. They get blown away, and then they start asking questions. Well, could I put money into one of these IUL contracts, which if they're structured correctly and funded properly, I call them a laser fund, which stands for liquid assets, safely earning returns. Could I put the money that I'm putting into this college savings into this because it seems like it has more flexibility? Absolutely. Can I put money in here that I want to use for working capital for my business? Absolutely. Can I use this instead of an emergency fund of the bank or credit union because it's crediting me way higher interest and it's tax-free? Absolutely. And they begin to realize the flexibility behind one of these laser funds.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
You don't have to have a terminal illness to access money tax-free from a life insurance policy. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew at Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. And if you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about one of my favorite financial vehicles, a max-funded indexed universal life insurance contract that allows you to accumulate your money totally tax-free. And when you need to access money, and you don't have to wait till you're 59 and a half or till you retire, to access that money is totally income tax free. And at the end of the day, when you finally pass away, anything left in there that you did not use for living benefits, for retirement or college funding for your kids or grandkids or your business working capital or whatever it was earmarked for, anything left in there blossoms and transfers income tax-free to your heirs. Now, when I say blossom, that transfers into a tax-free death benefit, okay? For example, I'm 70 years old right now. If I died every million, I'm talking about in an accident in the next week or two, if I died, every million that I might have in a portfolio of these IUL contracts, which if they're structured correctly, I call them laser funds. Laser is an acronym. This stands for Liquid Asset Safely Earning Returns. But if I die, every million would blossom right now to about 2 million and transfer tax-free. And people always say, whoa, golly, I've never seen anything that does that. How much does that cost? Well, nothing's free, but it doesn't cost me anything. It's being paid for with a minuscule portion of money that most Americans shell out in unnecessary income tax, because through the years, I have earned between 7, 10%, 12%, even like last year as high as 25% and 61%. But ever since indexing came out in 1997, I've averaged by using indexing and rebalancing, which we teach in our educational events, I've earned a little over 11 and I've netted a little over 10. So that's 1% difference, and that's the cost of the insurance that the IRS says has to be there in order for it to be a tax-free return of 10%. I'm really earning 11 and netting 10. But see, I would have to be earning 15 or 16% in a tax-deferred IRA or 401k to net 10% in a 33% bracket after taxes and fees. So this is why I prefer this far better over putting money into traditional IRAs or 401ks, because to try to earn 15 or 16% in the market, that's pretty risky. Most Americans do not achieve that, but you'd have to be earning 15 or 16 to net 10. I only have to earn 11 to net 10 in one of these. Does that make sense? Now, people ask, so Doug, can I access money out of here tax-free without being critically ill? Well, I can tell they've been listening to different ads or what have you, because life insurance policies, most people think of it only for death benefit, okay? And so if you owned a life insurance policy and it was sort of designed to be used to insure you in case you died, a lot of times people get ill and they have a terminal illness. And they go, golly, this is going to drain a lot of our resources. It would be nice if we had some money to sort of build some memories for the last couple of years, because the doctor says I have maybe 2 or 3 years left because of this slow-growing cancer or whatever, okay? And so that's usually deemed a terminal illness. Well, there's a lot of insurance companies that now allow you to access some of the death benefit early before you die, and these come in different forms. Usually this could be an accelerated death benefit, and it comes in the form of a rider. You can even sell your life insurance policy, but you're selling it to an individual or an institution who buys life insurance policies. And if it's $1 million policy and you've got a life expectancy, that's called LE, life expectancy, less than 5 years, they may give you as much as 25%. I had a gentleman that got as much as 30%. So if you had $1 million policy, they may give you $250,000, $300,000 cash today, but you are selling your life insurance. Why are they buying that from you? Because when you do die, they get the $1 million tax-free. Do the math. It's a great rate of return. But that's usually the last resort when you can no longer afford to pay for the insurance or you don't want it anymore. And so rather than let it lapse, you might as well get, you know, 200, 300 grand out of it instead of letting it just go. Okay. That's called the life settlement market. What I'm talking about here is that you can actually access some of the death benefit from the insurance company if they offer that. Now, you do not need to do that under an accelerated death benefit rider. If you use life insurance like I teach, you maximum fund it because most people who have ever come to me didn't necessarily need or want life insurance just for death benefit. They were looking for a financial vehicle, an instrument where they could set aside money and accumulate their money at a good rate of return tax-free, and that they could access money totally without triggering tax anytime, without waiting until they're 59 and a half to avoid a 10% penalty. They wanted something that was superior to an IRA or 401k, and they realized they weren't going to be in a lower tax bracket. They wanted to set aside money for all kinds of goals, college funding for their kids, working capital for business, real estate management, emergency funds, you name it. And so I say, hey, without question, my favorite vehicle is a max-funded indexed universal life insurance policy. If it's structured correctly and funded properly, I have earned rates of return throughout the years averaging 9.62% since 1980. Since 1997, which is when indexing came out, indexed universal life, and using rebalancing, I've averaged a little over 11.17 to be exact, and I've netted about 10.07. So that's what I mean. Where else could you find a very safe vehicle where you're accumulating money with an internal rate of return of 10%? I don't care if you earn 8 and net 7. It's tax-free. But see, I've had many people who started out with maybe $500,000. Now, you don't have to start out with a lump sum. You could start socking away $500 a month. But I've had people put in lump sums of $100,000, $500,000, $1 million, $10 million. But if you put in $500,000 and you're earning 9.6%, your money's going to double about every 7.5 years. So $500,000 doubles to $1 million in 7.5 years. $1 million doubles to $2 million in another 7.5 years. And $2 million goes to $4 million, and $4 million goes to $8 million by the 30th year if you were earning 9.6%. Okay? Now, folks, anytime if you got into trouble, if you had a terminal illness, you don't need to redeem part of your death benefit when you have self-insured. Because if you put in $500,000 and you're age 60, the minimum death benefit, if you're taking the least amount of insurance so that your $500,000 grows at a great internal rate of return, the original death benefit for a 60-year-old is only $1 million. So when that $500,000 in 7.5 years grows to $1 million, now you have as much money in the policy as the original death benefit. You are self-insured. So let's say you need some money. You could go access out of $1 million, $100,000 a year, tax-free, for the rest of your life without probably depleting principal based on actual historical performance. But if you needed to go access $900,000 out of that million, you could do so without making the policy lapse. You don't have to prove that you have a terminal illness. So that's what most people do when they structure one of these correctly. You can access the money for any reason. Does that make sense?
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.